We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:51. Total Information AM with you this morning. Thank you for joining us. The Ronald McDonald House in St. Louis started over 40 years ago with an 8-bedroom facility to house families of seriously ill children as they were being treated. That has now grown to include 8 houses and 3 extended stay apartments.
And the demand has not diminished. So tomorrow morning, they are breaking ground for a new house in Forest Park Southeast. Joining us to tell us more about it in studio is Dan Harbaugh. He's the president of Ronald McDonald House Charities of St. Louis. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a big, beautiful facility. Where exactly is this going to be located?
So it's right on the corner of Shoto and Tower Grove. If you get off Highway 40, if you're heading east, you come to the top of the exit there and there's a roundabout. Our property abuts the roundabout.
And so the location, as Megan mentioned, is going to be much larger, doubling your room capacity. I take it you need that.
Yes. Right now we have 39 bedrooms in the city of St. Louis, and almost every single night all of those bedrooms are occupied, and we have a waiting list of 20 to 25 families every night. So the new house will be a 72-bedroom house, so we should be able to take care of our waiting list.
Tell us how it works inside the facility. How is it designed for those bedrooms?
So this will be very different than our current houses in that all the families will be assigned a bedroom. We have a lot of community space, which is very important for the families because they're all long ways away from their family, friends, and support systems, and the other families become their family, friends, and support systems. So we're going to actually have a commercial kitchen in this facility, a lot of playrooms, a lot of TV rooms, but each family will have their own suite.
And how are families, I guess, chosen? Is it a first-come, first-served sort of a thing?
So as long as we have rooms available, if a family is traveling to St. Louis, they're usually hooked up with a social worker at the hospital, and the social worker will ask them, where are you staying when you're in St. Louis? And most of the times, the families haven't even thought about that. You know, their primary goal is to get their child to the hospital and get the care that the child needs. And so the social worker will make a call on their behalf to us and say, I have a family here that needs a place to stay. And then they're automatically a Ronald McDonald House family.
Dan, tell us about the investment that this takes, not only just to construct this, but then to operate it down the road.
Yeah, so right now it costs us about $94 a night to provide a lodging for the families. We only charge the families $5 a night to stay there, and that fee is waived if there's any difficulty whatsoever in paying it. We try and provide them everything they could possibly need. The community is incredibly generous to us, always providing us with wish list items and laundry detergent and cleaning supplies and snacks to, you know, place in the kitchen. So a lot of those things are donated to us in kind by individuals and companies throughout St. Louis.
I mean, we talk about this often on KMOX, how blessed we are in this region with so many great hospitals. And so most St. Louisans would take their child to a hospital and then go home.
Correct.
You know, they'd go back home to St. Charles. They'd go back home to Edwardsville. Where are the families from that you are helping?
About 65% of the families that we serve are from a 3 or 4 state area, Illinois, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri. But we have families from all over the world who travel to St. Louis because of our outstanding pediatric care. Right now, we have a family from Russia staying with us. We have families with World Pediatric Project that are from third world countries that are staying with us. So literally we've had families from all over the world through the years.
What do healthcare providers tell you about outcomes for the children and for the families that are able to have this security when they're here?
children heal at a faster rate when they know mom and dad are close by and when their family is near them and being taken care of. Our global organization did a study on this several years ago, and it was really significant how much it expedited the healing process for the kids when they knew mom and dad were taken care of.
And you mentioned a commercial kitchen. And I immediately thought of how many different organizations I'm aware of use this as even a team building exercise for their employees to come and make breakfast. I remember one organization when sorority did.
Right. We have a lot of groups right now with our three houses. We have, you know, smaller houses where groups can come in and make dinners for the families. This, with the new house, we'll actually have a chef who will work with the groups and plan the meal and purchase everything, so the groups will just have to come in and help the chef prepare the meal and serve it for the families. So kind of fun.
So Dan, the groundbreaking tomorrow, what's the timeline for this to be open to families?
So with the groundbreaking tomorrow, the construction folks are telling us it should be about 16 to 18 months. So we're hoping that by the summer of 2024, we'll be moving our families into the new Ronald McDonald House.
That would also be your 30th year with Ronald McDonald House, if my math is right.
Yeah, your math is right. It's been awesome. I just can't believe I've been with this organization this long and that they've allowed me to stay. It's just an incredibly wonderful organization with so many great people.
Well, that would make you incredibly wonderful to have led it all this time.
I'm lucky.
Well, we look forward to seeing it go up, and thank you for joining us in studio this morning.
Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.